How can man approach to God? No one can know God. You can't know God. In fact, Jesus says, no man. All things are delivered to me of my Father. And no man knows who the Son is but the Father. I mean, but by the Father or through the Father's will. You can't know the Son. You can't know Jesus Christ except by the Father. The Father reveals the Son to you. And you cannot know who the Father is but the Son. So you can't get to the Son but through the Father. And you can't get to the Father but through the Son. So what does that mean? You can't get to them. They have to come to you. They have to reveal themselves to you. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. That's the point, is God has to reveal himself to us. God has to choose us. He elects us. He reveals wisdom to us. You know, why is it that the gospel appeals to some and other people say, don't preach that to me. I don't want to hear it. I don't need to turn from my sins. Or I don't want to hear about God. I don't believe in God. You know, why is it some people are so receptive and other people so easily reject it? It is because of God. It is because he hides the wisdom from some and he gives the wisdom to others. Not many wise are called. It's not just that everyone who's called is a dimwit. It's just that God isn't a respecter of persons. He doesn't pick people like, ooh, I want you on my team. You're smart. You know, he waited around, Einstein, I gotta have Einstein. I'm gonna reveal myself to Einstein, because he's so smart, and I'd really like him to be on my team. He could convince so many people. I want to have this guy, because if he would testify of me, oh boy. Because, you know, that's what man does. When man wants to get excited about, oh God, you know, they like to quote, Einstein said God this, and Einstein said God that, and so-and-so, oh, he says God this, and they try to rely on wise men. They want the wise men to be on their side, even though they maybe know that the God has taken the wise in their own conceit. You know, they're conceited, and God hates that. Wise people, and it's a trap that people with intelligence tend to fall into. Conceit. I'm so smart. I can figure it all out. But it's not required. It's not even important. Because God reveals himself to whom he will. It isn't that I figured all this out. It was revealed to me. And that's how I take it. There is nothing that I have that was not given to me. That's why there's no glorying. Because if to glory would be as if I hadn't received it. You know, when people think, oh, I'm so intelligent, they get their prizes and they think so well of themselves. And they look down at the stupid people, the unintelligent. I hate that. Whenever I've seen it in myself, that sort of look down on people that aren't smart, I really hated it myself. While unintelligence can be frustrating, that's not the problem with people. It's not that they aren't intelligent. It's that God isn't revealing himself to them. So we have to bear with it. He reveals himself to babes. We got to be like a child to enter in the kingdom of God. Humble. Ready to hear. A bit of a blank slate, like a new wineskin. There's all kinds of analogies that we ought to be like. We ought to seek to make ourselves. I want to constantly be renewed in that. I want to constantly renew my willingness and receptiveness to God's commands, to his word. These are truly beautiful verses. I mean, I love them. You know why? Because I say these kinds of things all the time, and I'm sure people who have heard me speaking in Luke, perhaps if they were studying it, they stopped, and they were like, oh, I can't stomach this guy. What about Jesus? Can you stomach him? He rejoiced. He was so excited and happy, rejoicing, thanking God for God having hid these things. God, it's not that the wise and the just, they chose not to believe. Well, if they chose not to believe, it is because God hid it from them. Because as it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm not going to go there again, but hey, if God hadn't hid the wisdom from them, they wouldn't have crucified Christ. Out of their own wisdom, they would say, well, I better adhere to this. You know, if God had put the scriptures in a more convincing way, you know, the scriptures, it's like people have difficulty with this. I struggle with it. As a man of intelligence, sometimes the differences in the accounts, I get a little caught up on that. And it's meant to snare people and cause them to stumble. It's meant to be a stumbling block to them so that they would not believe. He takes the wise in their own conceit because they sit there thinking, wait a second, I'm smart. I can see that this is not identical to the other account. And they begin to think of themselves, and they begin to work their magic, the conceit of the wise, and they exclude themselves from God's kingdom. But it's because God hid the wisdom. If he hadn't hid the wisdom, you know what they would say? Let's say, well, there might be some differences, but in spite of this, there's some very compelling things here. See, it's the heart of man that is compelled. I have a heart that is able to be compelled. In spite of my intelligence that sometimes tells me of contradictions and things like that, or things that seem to be out of order or whatever, it doesn't matter. Don't let that shake you. God, there's so much compelling stuff. It's so compelling. And the reality that he's done in my life is even more compelling. And I've seen physical evidence in the Shroud of Turin and so on and so forth. So I'm very compelled by the things written in the scripture. And that others are not, I rejoice. I thank God because he's hid it from them. Lest the wise should say, I figured it out. I'm pretty smart. No flesh is going to glory in his sight. Here I am, God. I made it. You can't fool me. If he doesn't want them to enter in, he's going to hide wisdom from them, and they are going to stumble like the blind. They are going to stagger like the drunk. They will be in silence like the deaf. Verse 23. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see these things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. You know, the people in the Old Testament look forward to the Messiah, to truly know God, to be, the things they could only imagine, you know, prophets and wise men. They had earnestly desired to see and he's thinking that you have seen these days. I mean, think people today, you know, what do we think? We think, whoa, what would it be in the presence of Christ at that time? What a marvelous, amazing thing to witness it would have been. I tell you, there are things yet coming that many generations have desired to see, and our eyes shall see them, and those will be dark days. And I've desired to see those days, and it's perplexing, but it's what's in me. Woe to you that desire the day of the Lord, for it is darkness and not light. I desire the end. Part of me is itching for the fight. I'm itching for it. And I think I must be crazy. But then again, perhaps these things are not in me for nothing. Maybe it will be my generation. That's why we prepare. Because, you know what? The apostles of Jesus Christ wanted to live in the end times. They wanted Jesus to bring down fire. They wanted him to establish a kingdom on earth. Not just a spiritual kingdom, but a physical kingdom. I want to be present for that physical kingdom because the spiritual kingdom is established.